Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Influencer Marketing for Destinations. We are so excited to have another guest with us today. Shannon Hall is going to talk to us a little bit about her experience as an influencer. And going along with our last episode topic, we're going to be talking a little bit more about goals and values. So Shannon, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
And as always, we have our co-host Jess with us as well.
Yes, everyone, welcome back. We are so excited to chat with you again.
Awesome. And just another reminder, as we said last time with our last guest, we want to make sure that our listeners get all the information that they need in order to help us create positive and beneficial collaborations together. But we don't want to focus too much on the negative experiences, as we know there are some, but we want to try to make this as good as we can so that we can be profitable together. So without further ado, let's jump in. Shannon, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. We're really happy and excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So before we jump into the episode further, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, whether that be on your social platforms or if you have a blog or whatnot?
Yeah, so I am most active on Instagram. My username is Hey Shannon Hall, H-A-L-L Hall. And my blog is the same. It's heyshannonhall.com.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, definitely recommend going and giving her a follow, both on her Instagram and on her blog as well.
Awesome. And with that, we'll kind of jump into our first segment. Shannon, one of the segments that Jess and I love to start off with is hashtag influenced. We love to hear how we have all been influenced. And since social media is such a big part of our lives, we know that influencers are important and they do convince us to do things that maybe, you know, we should or shouldn't do, but that's a whole nother issue. So how have you been influenced this week?
I am always getting influenced. I buy so many things that I see on Instagram, but the most recent thing that I bought were these wide leg pants from an Etsy shop. They're linen, kind of rust colored pants, and they were made just for me to my size. And I just got them this past week and I am obsessed with them. I think I've worn them like 3 days in a row.
Yeah. How have you been influenced this week, Jess?
Oh my goodness. So with a little baby who's about to start solid foods, I've been researching like crazy on strategies on how to introduce food to them. And I found this company that creates like these developmental feeding tools to help your little ones like eat more independently. So that has definitely been something that I've been influenced on Instagram recently to buy.
I've never heard of that before, but that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it works. It works. And what about you, Jacqueline? What have you been influenced recently to buy or do?
Yeah, so I definitely don't spend a ton of money, but one of the things I did this last week was I listened to another podcast all about books, and they talk about their current reads and which books they would recommend that you pick up and start reading yourself. And I picked one up. I went to the library and checked it out, and I haven't been able to put it down. It's a 400 page book, and I have about 100 pages left. So
that's impressive.
It was a good recommendation for sure.
Great. That's awesome. Very cool.
So as we move from one segment to the next, Shannon, we cannot wait to hear more about your brand and how you as an influencer communicate with your audience. So we wanted to first off ask, you know, as a brand and as a social media platform and as a person, how do you describe yourself or your brand?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of a big question, but I would describe it mostly as a lifestyle brand with a focus on travel and sustainability, and especially outdoors travel. I go on a lot of backpacking trips, I hike, I fly fish a little bit, and so I post a lot about that. And then, of course, with spending so much time in the outdoors and out in the world, I have become really passionate about sustainability and making sure that our planet is around so that we can continue to enjoy it. So I would say those are the two main topics that I normally talk about.
I think that's fantastic. And like you said, with that outdoor and outdoor travel and sustainability, those two topics really go hand in hand. And I think that's so fantastic that you're not only helping people get outdoors and explore, but also teaching them how to preserve what we have so all of our future kids and grandkids can continue to enjoy what we have.
Definitely. Yeah, it's definitely a passion of mine.
So going along with that brand, how does your audience react to that? You know, what kind of a community have you created because you're sharing this type of content?
My main focus, honestly, has always been community. I, above all, want to influence people to just really take care of the world, experience it, and do it kind of together so that we can all experience it and go on doing that. So I would say that my audience appreciates that I am constantly learning and growing along with them. I am not an expert on sustainability at all. I try to be an advocate, but I know I don't know everything. And so as I share about the things that I'm doing, I try to be really open and just really learn and share those things so that we can all grow together.
I think that's fantastic. And I love how you kind of put it as you're continuing to grow along with them. So you're not claiming that you're an authority figure and you know 100% everything there is to know about sustainability. Rather, you want to continue that journey with your community and with your audience. And I think that's really cool that you kind of have that peer relationship with your followers.
Right, exactly. And I think there are a lot of experts out there, and sometimes that can be a little intimidating, at least for me. I feel like there's so many things that we can be doing for the planet, so many places we can be traveling. And I think it's nice for me to know that there are people out there who are just like doing a little bit and trying their best. And so I try to put that message out there as well, that you don't have to be doing it all. As long as you're doing a little bit, then you're contributing and becoming part of the solution.
I think that's so cool. Yeah, you don't, it is intimidating. I would agree with that. I have tried to implement some of those practices into my own personal life, and it's intimidating at first to try and change completely what you're doing. But if you just start, right, that's the point. That's the whole point. Just start doing little things. I do think those little things will turn into to big results in the end. So I guess I wanted to kind of merge into my next question for you. So I followed you on your Instagram, and I've been looking at some of your sustainable living tips and your backpacking trips, and all sorts of your travel safety behind all of your adventures. So my question for you is, would you say that your love for the planet and sustainability drives your brand, or does your brand drive that passion?
That is such a good question. I would say kind of both. You know, when I started as a kind of like blogger and influencer, I was kind of trying to find my footing, and I found that the outdoors and sustainability was a passion for me. And so that's what I started posting about. And because I started posting about that, I started following more people who also post about that and post about their outdoors adventures and the things that they're doing for the planet. And because I'm more exposed to that, then that also fuels my passion for it. So I would say it's kind of both. Like without my brand, I wouldn't be as exposed to it as much. But then because I am exposed to it, then I have a passion to continue posting about it.
That's awesome. It is hard to find kind of that chicken or egg situation where, you know, one drives the other. But I think it is. And kind of like when we do collaborate with destinations and influencers as this partnership, we drive each other and we drive those results together in this partnership, just like your audience and your community, we all benefit each other. And having a brand that talks about sustainability and the way we live together just makes it all the better.
Right. And I think it's inspiring. It's inspiring to be part of a community where you're all kind of passionate about this same thing. You see other people creating content that inspires you, and then you can create content that inspires them. And I think working with brands, being put in a situation where there's something very specific to create content around, it's even more inspiring and it drives more creativity. And so it's kind of I see it as a cycle that just benefits everyone.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that. I love how you mentioned the cycle, and it does benefit everybody if you continue on that cycle. Speaking of that content creation and partnering with brands like you just mentioned, I know in a previous episode, Jacqueline and I have discussed the importance of honesty and authenticity, especially when it comes to being an influencer. So my question for you has there ever been a situation where those two values have come into questions? And if so, how did you overcome it?
Yeah, so I can think of a couple situations. So the first was really early on in my blogging career. This was before I really got into posting about travel and sustainability, but I had written a blog post that kind of went viral, and a bunch of internet trolls, for lack of a better word, came and commented on it and were saying just really mean things and questioning my authenticity, questioning my values. And so I think that was a really good lesson for me in learning not to take things personally and understanding that there will always be people on the internet who don't know me and don't know my intentions. And I can't worry about that. I just kind of have to do what I know and what I believe and what I'm passionate about. And so I think that has really served me as I've kind of come down through the years and focused more on the outdoors and sustainability. When I work with a brand, I have learned to do my research and to ask a lot of questions. And there are times where I've had to say, no, this collaboration isn't going to work for me, because I don't want my authenticity or honesty to come into question if I work with a brand that doesn't share my values. So I don't know if that really answers your question, but I think that early experience taught me a lot of how to handle those situations in the future and potentially even avoid them.
Yeah, I think that answers the question perfectly. Jackie, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I really like that. And as coming from the destination side and working with influencers, I really appreciate that. And I appreciate when an influencer says, you know, this might not be the best fit because, you know, we don't know you. And a lot of times we try to research and we try to follow and keep our tabs on, but with so many influencers out there, there's no way we're going to know everything. And so having you guys being able to speak honestly and authentically about your brand and really being open to what kind of partnership is going to work for you is so, so nice and almost so relieving from the destination side, just knowing that we can work together to create the best partnerships possible.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it's good for, again, kind of going back to that cycle that benefits everyone. If the influencer, if I'm passionate about the project and I believe in it, then that's just only going to be better for the brand or the destination.
Definitely. So when we're looking at a destination and, you know, when we're going to set up these kind of partnerships, obviously goal setting is really important in addition to these values and making sure that we set up goals that benefit both sides and create a good collaboration. So what kind of goals or what kind of deliverables do you appreciate from a destination when you start this partnership?
I would say my number one favorite thing in a partnership is being able to create a relationship with the brand or the destination so that we both can feel really comfortable talking about anything. I mean, even if it's just over email, bringing up, you know, what we both need out of it or what we're both hoping to get out of it. And so I love having those kind of like long-term relationships with a brand where I can work with them over time. Beyond that, I would say similar values, especially when I work so much in sustainability. I love working with brands who also believe in that and are passionate about it, even if they're not perfect at it, and no one is perfect at it. Having that as a value is really important to me. And then also a destination that will offer value to my audience and that somewhere where both me and my audience can learn something new. Like I kind of said before, I love learning and growing alongside my audience. And so I love going to a destination where I've never been before and where I can learn something awesome to share with my audience.
I love that.
I love how you mentioned like learning something new. And I think a lot of times people forget the fact that when you do travel, your mind is opened and you have a ton of new experiences that you're exposed to when you're traveling to a new destination. So I think that's fantastic. That's a good point that you've brought up about wanting to learn something new alongside your audience. You did mention specifically partnering with destinations. What specific values do you look for in a destination and how do you see those?
Yeah, so I would say number one would be I want it to be somewhere outdoorsy. Because I am so specialized in like kind of like outdoor recreation, I haven't done many, if any, collaborations with like more city-centric destinations. But if I was offered that, I probably wouldn't take it because it's not very interesting to me or my audience. And so somewhere outdoorsy, somewhere where I can be out in nature, do some interesting things, whether it's hiking, backpacking, horseback riding, something like that, just something fun and new for me. And then, like I mentioned, I really look for destinations that are sustainable or at least working toward it. And I think this is such a new thing that so many people are learning about that I don't expect any destination to be 100% sustainable. But I do look for that value and that awareness and them to be able to be working toward it. And then the other one I would mention is that it's accessible. You know, people come from so many different walks of life, and I know that not everyone is like me. And so I like for the destination to be accessible to anyone and everyone, no matter their experience, their ability, who they are. And so those are definitely a few of the things that are important to me.
That's perfect. I know one of the reasons why we started our partnership and our relationship with you with Relic was with one of our clients. And I would definitely regret if I didn't mention this, but we had you come to a destination of ours. And one of the things that really impressed us was we really wanted the client and us really wanted to showcase the Leave No Trace principles and just respecting some of these archaeological sites that they had in their destination. And so it was so fun to see you travel the area and really just showcase that sustainability and those principles of respecting the earth and really taking advantage of the learning opportunities that you can have in this area. So it was really fun to see you, you know, post and share and, you know, take your river rafting trip and all sorts of things on that trip. It was fun.
Yeah, it was super fun for me. And I loved that as well because, you know, I found restaurants that had been using repurposed furniture or going on these trips and making sure that we're taking care of the land that we're using. And so I think the collaborations that I've done with Relic are really good, like the perfect examples of these, because together we were able to make sure that all these values were hit, and they have been some of my favorite collaborations and some of my most successful for my audience.
That's wonderful to hear. And that's kind of you to say. Yeah, it's so fun to see all these partnerships happening.
Yeah, I agree. I love seeing all the partnerships that Relic goes with and chooses their influencers. It's just really fun to see that happen. Before we've had an awesome, awesome time chatting with you, Shannon. But before we close out this episode, we always like to ask our guests advice from the other side of the table. So for you, what would be one piece of advice that you would offer for destinations trying to collaborate with influencers?
Yeah, I think the first one that comes to mind is to work with a really diverse set of influencers. I think in the travel industry, and especially in the travel blogging industry, there's the tendency for a lot of influencers in this niche to kind of look the same, travel to the same places, have similar experiences, take similar photos. You know, we've all seen the photos at Horseshoe Bend or Big Sur in California, and those are really, really popular images. But I think one piece of advice I would offer is to make sure there's a diverse set of experiences and a diverse group of people who are going to these destinations, because it just makes it so much easier to see yourself in those places. And I think that creates success for the destination and the influencers when everyone has a seat at the table.
I couldn't agree more. So going along with goals, another question that I've often thought about is when it comes to, you know, it's easy for a destination to say, oh, we want more brand awareness, or, you know, we want people to come travel, you know, whatever the end goal might be. But when it comes to the influencer side, I've often had a difficult time translating that into, you know, I want this many posts and this many stories. So when you go into that goal setting collaboration with a destination, Shannon, what do you usually advise to do when you set up content like that? Like what content pieces come to mind first, or what would you suggest?
I guess I'll say in my day job outside of influencing, I work in social media. And so I've actually kind of been on both sides of the aisle myself, working with influencers and being an influencer. And I think in the past, I have kind of approached my relationships with influencers a little bit differently each time, depending on who the influencer is and what kind of results I think they'll be able to drive for the brand. And so stepping back onto me on the influencer side, I think when brands are able to have clear goals, then that really helps me to create content. And especially if their goals are really specialized to me. So if a brand sees that I post a lot about backpacking and they have a resort where they have a specific backpacking trip that's available, and they set the goal, hey, we want you to post, go on this backpacking trip, post about it and link to it and hopefully get people to sign up, or post about this backpacking trip and just raise awareness for it, or post about this backpacking trip and get people to follow our account. So I think it helps if the brand has one of those specific goals in mind and then works with the influencer to really specialize it and work toward that one thing that they're really passionate about.
Yeah, I actually think that makes complete sense. And I would totally echo what you said is, as an influencer, I think it's so helpful when a destination tells me exactly what their goal is, right? Whether that be, for example, driving people to their website, getting people to book a trip, getting people to visit a specific restaurant. It can be a ton of different goals that they have in mind. But for me, it's very helpful as an influencer to know what they're looking for, because then I can alter and tailor my content towards those goals.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was just about to say, if the goal is to gain followers for the brand's account, I'll probably post something different than if the brand's goal is to drive people to a website. So I think getting clear on those goals is really helpful. And then even talking to the influencer about, what do you think your audience will most respond to? Like, are they more likely to follow us? Are they more likely to click through to a website? And then even being flexible about the goals from there.
That's so helpful. As a destination, I know it's often difficult for us to come up with goals and things like that, but it really helps to have that open communication to know, you know, what your audience will respond well to. And again, that just makes for a more beneficial partnership.
Exactly. Totally. Exactly. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. We've really appreciated all of your insight and advice and your experience. I think it will definitely help all of the listeners today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been really fun.
It definitely has been fun. So as we close out this episode, just a reminder to continue talking about all things influencer marketing offline. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. So definitely ask us questions and interact with us. We want to gain even more relationships and help both destinations and influencers be successful. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.